horrific incident occurred during school pickup. A father lost his life. And today I can share that San Francisco police has apprehended a suspect, and that individual is now in custody. When I first learned of this incident, Maria Sue and I talked. She explained to me what was happening. My thoughts immediately went to the family, the students, the parents, the teachers, and the entire school community at Commodore Sloat Elementary. Anytime violence takes a life, it leaves pain that is hard to put into words. Our police department acted with urgency. In less than 48 hours, San Francisco police, using both technology and strong investigative work, located and apprehended the suspect. Chief Yep will provide additional details about the department's efforts. This remains an active investigation. The district attorney will now review the evidence and make an independent charging decision under the law. I want to be clear, there is no imminent threat to the public. As your mayor, public safety is my highest priority. Families must feel safe walking their kids to and from school. Workers must feel safe on their way to work. Neighbors must feel safe in their own communities. When serious crimes occur, our city will respond swiftly, using every tool at our disposal to support investigations and keep our communities safe. San Francisco will not tolerate violence. And to anyone who would consider committing such unspeakable acts in our city, the message is clear. If you commit a crime, especially a violent crime, we will find you and we will arrest you. I want to thank the officers and the investigators who acted quickly in this case, and I want to reassure the community that we are committed to protecting families and neighborhoods and neighbors across San Francisco. Thank you. And now I would like to ask Chief Paul Yep to come up.
Thank you all for joining us today on such short notice. This morning, shortly before 9 a.m., San Francisco Police Department officers made an arrest in the homicide that occurred on Wednesday in the area of Junipero Serra Boulevard and Ocean Avenue in the Terrell District. The homicide was horrific. A father who was walking across the street with his son was fatally stabbed in the crosswalk after getting into an altercation with the suspect. Our hearts go out to the victim and his family in this case. We did everything we can to ensure justice is served. I know this case has been particularly disturbing to the community and to the parents and students at the San Francisco Unified School District. I want everyone to know there is no danger to the public. There is no danger to the public. The suspect is in custody. Immediately after this incident occurred, our officers began a tireless investigation to identify and apprehend the suspect. We were relentless. More than 60 officers from multiple bureaus worked around the clock on this case. We used our technology resources, like our ALPR, automated license plate reader cameras, a drone, and other tools to identify and locate him. I want to thank our homicide unit, our investigations bureau, our field operations bureau, special operations bureau, DMAC, the real-time investigation center, and the SFPD plainclothes officers. Your tireless work helped to make our city safer. After we identified the suspect, our officers tracked him to Tuolumne County, where this morning we placed him under arrest. He has been identified as 42-year-old Daniel Patrick Rodriguez. He is currently being brought back to San Francisco, where he will be booked in county jail. I again want to thank all our partners who assisted in this case and worked with our community. We've been in touch with parents and family and working closely with the San Francisco Unified School District since this tragedy occurred. I also want to underscore that although this case is devastating, San Francisco remains one of the safest big cities in the nation. Last year, we had the lowest homicide rate since 1960. And this year, we're down 30% in homicides compared to last year. Every homicide is one homicide too many, and our officers will not rest until justice is served in every case. Our officers, the rank and file, are the reason why San Francisco is so safe. Again, I want to thank our officers for their tireless work in this case, and all our officers who work for all the work that they do every day to protect the public and bring justice to victims. I want to now introduce our district attorney, Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Chief Yep, and thank you, Mayor Lurie. I first want to speak to the public as a parent before I speak as the DA. I too have small children, and I understand what so many parents in our city are probably feeling right now, certainly from the school connected to this family, as well as in the neighborhood where this happened. And we are committed and we remain committed to making sure that we have a safe San Francisco, although we know right now it doesn't feel that way. And we will continue to do what we need to do to ensure that we minimize acts of violence in our city, like what we have seen and that brings us here today. I just want to talk a little bit about procedure. As you have heard, there's been an arrest in this case. What will happen now is that SFPD Homicide Detail will submit the case to my office for review. We've already actually begun reviewing it. My homicide unit will work with the SFPD to conduct further investigation as we can over the next 48 to 72 hours that we have in order to make a charging decision. As everyone knows, we must base charging decisions on one, our burden of proof, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt that a crime of a particular charge was committed, and make sure that we base those decisions strictly on the facts and the law. And so we do ask for your patience in allowing us to review all of the evidence that still needs to be collected, as well as what has already been collected. We do still have outstanding witness interviews that need to happen so that we can make a comprehensive decision about what to do going forward in this case. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Chief Yap. Thank you, DA Jenkins, for just your swift work. I too am a parent, and actually my children went to Commodore Sloat Elementary School, and I live in the neighborhood, so this does feel very close to home. But I am so proud to live in a city where we have so many caring individuals, caring civic leaders who stood up and stepped in and helped our students, helped our community. First, just want to acknowledge that this was such a horrific tragedy that, quite frankly, at SFUSD, we've never experienced to this level. Our hearts go to the families. We have been in regular conversations with the mom and made sure that we are allocating as many resources as possible and that is appropriate to mom and to our student. I have spent the last 72 hours over at Commodore Sloat with our amazing Principal Fauzia Abdul-Qadar, as well as her teaching staff, making sure that we continue to provide the safe, secure, calm, and strong leadership that we know our school district must have at this moment in time and continue to have as we work through this situation. I want to particularly thank the first responders who came and aided our family, our school district staff who continue to show up with great resilience, and our nonprofit school partners who are providing that care that our students need right now, particularly right now. Our schools are safe havens where our students can learn, play, and thrive. Safety is our number one priority, and we have many security measures to make sure that that is the case across all of our campuses. We regularly train our staff as well as all of our nonprofit partners in preparation for safety protocols, which is actually what we instituted when we heard of the incident. At this moment in time, all of our staff at Commodore Sloat is still continuing the safety protocol. Although the incident did happen off campus, we activated this protocol because we still had students near the place of the incident. We will continue to have the safety protocol for today, and we will continue to work with our local law enforcement officials to make sure that it is okay to lift that protocol. I just, again, greatly appreciate the partnership that we have with our city, particularly SFPD, who responded, who answered all my questions late into the night, as well as the Department of Public Health, who came to the call when I asked for additional mental health services to be allocated to the school to support our staff, support our parents, support our students. We cannot do that without the great partnership that we have. I know that there were many people behind the scenes also working on this situation, and I greatly appreciate that. This is a demonstration of what can happen when we, the city, come together in support of our students and our families and, of course, our school district community. I want to extend my great appreciation for the mayor and his leadership in making sure that we resolve this case quickly and making sure that we move forward to continuing to provide the safe care that our students need and deserve. Thank you.
Take a few questions.
Any kind of details as to how this all started?
We're not able to answer that question right now. And this case is under investigation.
Can you explain if this suspect is in any way affiliated with the school? Was this, I know that you can't go into a lot of detail, but was this person affiliated with the school? Was it another parent? Was this a road rage incident because it happened apparently in a crosswalk?
I think you want to speak.
So we're not going to share certain details at this time. This is still a very fresh investigation. I also have a prosecution potentially to protect if we're able to file charges. So we're not going to give specific details. What I do want to reassure the public, though, is that this was not a random act of violence by somebody just walking up, you know, as so many of us have seen about the incident in North Carolina, and we're calling upon things that we have seen in the news recently. This was not an act of violence of that nature. And so that's, I do want to reassure the public that that is the case.
Is it accurate to say, I mean, I just heard this and I just want to confirm with you guys that the suspect hit the victim's son and that's when the altercation took place?
Yeah, we can't get into the details as it's active investigation going on.
Can you maybe elaborate on how this person was arrested? How did you guys actually get to him?
Yeah, I'll let Commander McGuire.
Good morning. My name is Tom McGuire. I'm the commander of the Investigations Bureau. Obviously, there's a lot of intricate details that we can't really share at this time due to what we're talking about here, securing the investigation. What I can tell you is that from the time that this occurred, that between the Field Operations Bureau, the Investigations Bureau, Special Operations Bureau, we deployed over 60 officers around the clock. Many of our officers haven't slept in a couple days. They've worked around the clock. With the community's cooperation and with utilization of technology and a major deployment of our police personnel, we were able to follow leads. They led us to Tuolumne County, and we made a safe arrest this morning. But that's pretty much all the details I can give you at this point.
Christian, you can follow up. Go for it. Finish that.
Oh, question. I was going to ask, were you working with Tuolumne County law enforcement? Were you guys working together on this to coordinate, trying to apprehend this?
Anytime we respond out of county into another
district, we always cooperate and liaison with our out-of-county partners, yes.
I do want to ask about the child involved. I mean, a lot of parents can relate to that, and there's a lot of sadness for that. Obviously, very early on, I'm sure the school is providing counseling for the broader community. For the child specifically, do we know how he's doing? Because he witnessed something pretty tragic. And the kind of service providing to him specifically moving forward.
Yes, so once again, thank you to DPH for activating their crisis response team. And the crisis response mental health therapists have been in communication with mom and child and grandma. We've also activated our own school district counselors and social workers to make sure that we are providing support to the child, but then also to the entire school community. This morning, I was at the school talking about how we were going to start doing empathy circles and work with children to talk about this incident, because we do hope one day to welcome our student back. The student will come back to our school. And we want to make sure that when that happens, we do it in a way where it is going to be welcoming. And our school will be prepared for student and for mom.
Can you guys identify the gender of the little boy?
Is that? Yes. Yes, he's a...
Can I just add that my office will also, of course, as we do in any case, offer our victim services divisions resources to make sure that victims of crime in our city do get connected to resources going forward for mental health services, counseling, anything that they need during a process like this.
Superintendent, you mentioned, and it was mentioned earlier too, this happened at around child pickup time. You talked about the protocols that your schools initiate. Can you talk a little bit about that and what parents should be aware of and how they can, best practices for them as well in something like this?
Yes, so unfortunately the incident happened around during the after school hours. So it happened around 4:30-ish. And when we are at the school realized what was happening and we were informed by SFPD, we entered into what we called a secure procedure, a secure protocol. And that meant all of our doors, all of our external doors were closed immediately. We brought all of the children back inside the school, because once again, after school hours, kids were outside, they were playing, and so we brought everyone back inside. We made sure that all external doors were closed. We made sure that there was only one single point of entry into the building and that everyone had to be buzzed in and buzzed out. Quite frankly, this is the protocol for all of our schools, but we actually had to activate it again for the after school hours in this situation. We are going to continue to keep that secure protocol just for consistency's sake, because students have now experienced a day of that already. And we're just going to continue it out for today and then reevaluate for next Monday.
So parents should be prepared and patient, right?
Yes. And again, our SLOT community has been extremely, extremely compassionate and caring. I've had now multiple conversations with our SLOT community. We had a family meeting yesterday. We had another family meeting in the evening, and we had a family meeting this morning. We want to make sure that we provide our families with the most updated information as it though is available. It does, again, speak to the amazing partnership we have with our city. So when our police officials are giving me information that's appropriate to share, we're sharing that to make sure that our families know what is going on. Thanks.
I did want to follow up on in terms of the investigative aspect. I know there's a limited information that you guys mentioned you guys can talk to. T.A. Jenkins talked about this was not a random attack, which kind of could lead to people assuming that this might be a targeted event. Can you guys just share what you guys can? Everybody wants to know what the motive is. Can you just offer any glimpse what this was all about to reassure the community, aside from just saying there's no danger and this wasn't random? What more can you offer without jeopardizing the case?
Well, at this time, we have to determine what the nature of the relationships were, and we're not ready to speak to that at this point in time.
Any last ones?
They knew each other, though.
can't speak.
We can't speak to what the potential relationships are. We just are not ready to speak to that.
I'll just close this and just I want to reiterate my thanks to all the departments represented up here. This, without question, was a team effort. Within 48 hours, we apprehended the suspect. I just want to appreciate our superintendent for her commitment to our students, to our families. And we ask also that that you all also respect, what our school community is going through, especially out at this particular school. So thank you all for coming, and thank you to everybody up here for their quick action. Thank you.